says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. And your host, me, James Kelso, for the next hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. This being Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. It's a live show. You're welcome to call in and participate at 512-248-8252. 512, that's your area code in Round Rock, Texas. Not too far from Austin. Deep in the heart of Texas, that's where the Republic Broadcasting Network is based. And which sends this signal out to you, which they pick up from me. I'm up here in little visited North Dakota. In fact, I'm in the northern part of North Dakota, way up on the Canadian border. So you're welcome to call in, should you so choose. The news is all good. Of course, the news is awful. The good guys are doing well. As they try to pull the country out of hell. And so that's the report I'm making here. The Trump campaign, the Trump train, the Trump phenomenon is chugging along. That's, I guess, the 24-hour executive summary that I'm attempting to give you. We had that very bleak view yesterday from Wayne Allen Root, and his initials, W-A-R, War. Easy to remember that way, Wayne Allen Root. And of course, we are in a war. Steve Bannon uses the same sort of moniker. He calls his show The War Room. And these are two of the giants, Wayne Allen Root out in Las Vegas, Steve Bannon. Where is Steve Bannon based? I don't actually know where he's based. Is it New York City? I don't know. But he is one of the giants, Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk is everywhere. So I think he's based in Phoenix, Arizona. But he is on the road and everywhere. He's another of the giants. Mark Levin is a giant. So there's a little audio that just came out today that was posted by the president. You know, I sound like a broken record. But all of this good stuff that I find falls into my lap. It's all posted by Donald Trump. He does the work. It's posted by Donald Trump on his channel of his website, truthsocial.com. All right. So let's start with that. Let's start with this put up by the president. It's short. This is his program, is Life, Liberty, and Levin, Mark Levin's show. which still survives on the Fox network by a miracle. He's subject to the same termination that Tucker Carlson was subjected to. But that has, the axe has not fallen yet on Mark Levin. Here he is. Here's what the president put up. When did the president put this up? 11 hours ago. And he's interviewing David Schoen, S-C-H-O-E-N. Schoen in German. David Schoen.
Welcome back, America. David Schoen. A lot of, in my view, very unethical conduct going down there in the Georgia case. First of all, the indictment. Georgia can indict, prosecutor can indict, or the grand jury can indict. But if you pick the grand jury, you got to follow certain rules. So they published the indictment against Donald Trump and 18 other co-defendants in the morning before the grand jury even shows up. Then the grand jury works into the night, and they indict these 19 defendants on exactly what was in the official court clerk's computer that morning. So the question is, to me, whether that grand jury actually met as a grand jury, or this was really a prosecutor using the grand jury's dressing. And since they don't have secrecy rules there, it would be very easy for any defense counsel to question some of these grand jurors as to what took place, to address what took place right out of the box, no?
Oh, I think there ought to be a full investigation of what happened. You know, we heard two or three different excuses on how on earth the indictment appeared and was publicly posted on the docket before the grand jury concluded their deliberation.
Welcome back, America. David Schoen. What? First of all, the indictment.
I goofed Georgia it up. That was me.
And since Donald Trump and 18 other co-defendants in the morning, Brooks into the night, and the official court clerk's computer that morning. So the question is, to me, whether that grand jury actually met as a grand jury, or this was really a prosecutor using the grand jury's dressing. And since they don't have secrecy rules there, it would be very easy for any defense counsel to question some of these grand jurors as to what took place, to address what took place right out of the box, no?
Oh, I think there ought to be a full investigation of what happened. You know, we heard two or three different excuses on how on earth the indictment appeared and was publicly posted on the docket before the grand jury concluded their deliberations. I've never heard of that in my life. There has to be an investigation. Otherwise, the grand jury process is meaningless. It's a constitutional process, so I don't think it should be meaningless. No, it's outrageous. There's so many issues that have to be raised there.
And what did we also learn? This report was released, and they recommended indicting three United States senators.
Yeah, well, they finally released the rest of the report. Now, remember, this report is from this investigative grand jury, an unusual phenomenon that they have in Georgia.
Now, this is not that scintillating. I mean, all Mark Levin stuff. Mark Levin is an attorney extraordinaire talking with another. David Schoen is a former Trump attorney. Let's just cut right to the end of this clip and see what the concluding thought is here from Levin.
Unless those states capitulated to the North. And the idea that they would have said, you know what, boys, we want to allow every single state the power to keep anyone off the ballot if, according to that, one person in the state or that state legislature says they committed acts of insurrection or sedition. They would never have handed power like that to the states. That's number one. Number two, we know what they meant by insurrection and sedition. They meant anyone who helped the Confederacy, period. That part of the 14th Amendment died when the last Confederate died. That's the bottom line. David Schoen, I want to thank you, my man.
All right. So there's a post put up by the president. And the takeaway from that is that there are, in each of these indictments against Trump, they are so fraught with error and with criminality. They are so incompetent and so outrageous. Each of them in a different way, whether it's the Jack Smith or the Fani Willis or the Alvin Bragg or et cetera. And so we can count on the Trump team to pulverize these indictments in court. But the problem is that the system is corrupt. So, you know, all of us being old school Americans thinking that there is a justice system, that truth will prevail, truth, justice in the American way, those of us that grew up on the Superman TV, black and white TV show, we're really out of touch with the current times. The system's corrupt. The judges are corrupt. The grand juries are corrupt. The prosecutors are corrupt. And so, it, you know, when you read Alexander Solzhenitsyn or anybody writing about a corrupt system, you read about anybody writing about what, you know, the justice system is like in North Korea or Bolshevik Russia or present-day Communist Party China, it doesn't matter what the logic is. It doesn't matter what the truth is. It doesn't matter what the law is, because there is no law. There is no truth. There is only power, raw power. So that's where we are with the Trump, the lawfare against Donald Trump. So it's kind of the defense and the prosecution will be talking past each other in all of these cases, because they really don't give a rat's ass what the intelligent, logical, constitutionally based Trump attorneys may say. It's just a ho-hum. They probably fall asleep during the Trump attorney presentations, and then they just wake up to vote guilty. So we'll see where that goes. Here's some encouraging stuff after all of the discouragement of yesterday, and rightly so. The rightly pessimistic writings of the optimist Wayne Allyn Root, who says if Trump, just to recap for you folks, what he wrote yesterday is that if Trump doesn't win in 2024, America is over. I'm not exaggerating. Those are his words. America is over. Our future is over. If Trump is denied the presidency in 24. So the encouraging thought here, let's go back in, I'm at truthsocial.com and look at these numbers. They are wonderful. As Lawrence Welk from North Dakota used to say, a wonderful, a wonderful, a wonderful. And all of you who are not old, you don't remember, you don't even know who Lawrence Welk is, do you? The champagne music maker. I'll give you a little anecdote here from Lawrence Welk. His principal dancer, he had everything. He had all kinds of comedy, different variety on his show. And one of the things he had was dancers dancing to the champagne music makers. It was wonderful. And now I'm going to try to remember a name. It's been too many years. But I at one point in my variegated trajectory through life, actually taught dance on the side. I taught dance. I taught swing dancing, ballroom dancing. And one day I had the horrifying experience of horrifying/wonderful experience of starting up my class and putting on the music, and this guy walks in from the Lawrence Welk show. I'm trying to remember his name. His first name is Bobby. I've forgotten his last name. But Bobby, who was maybe the principal dancer on the Lawrence Welk show, he danced with all the pretty ladies. He walks in with a young person and gets my attention, and he already has my attention. What's a star from the Lawrence Welk show doing in my dance class in West Los Angeles? And he says, Mr. Kelso, I brought my son to your dance class so that you can teach him swing dancing. My jaw hit the floor. Bobby, what's his last name? One of the dance greats of all time. He's going to have me, not him, he's going to have me teach his son swing dance. He knows how to swing dance. Bobby does. He does it on the Lawrence Welk show. So, you know, and then he stayed there. He didn't get back in his car. He stayed there to watch me teach his son how to swing dance. Wow. Well, anyway, that's my Lawrence Welk, North Dakota. A wonderful, as Lawrence Welk would say. Where was I? Oh, this is wonderful. This is polling from September 11th. I guess that's yesterday. And it's national polling on where Trump stands. You're not going to, well, you are going to believe this because you listen to this show. The midgets, the never Trumpers opposing Donald Trump, who otherwise, you know, are fairly prominent in life. I mean, Mike Pence was vice president. He was governor of Indiana. He was a congressman. I mean, you know, Ramaswamy is a very, very rich person. I don't know if he's a billionaire, but I think he's a many, many millionaire. DeSantis, of course, famous. Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Chris Christie, all in their own ways. So here's the current number. The strongest rival to Donald Trump is Ron DeSanctimonious at 11%. Can you believe that? Ramaswamy is close second to DeSantis at 9, Pence at 6, Haley at 3, Tim Scott at 1, Krispy Kreme Christie, 1%. And then here's Larry Elder, the commentator and broadcaster at 1%. I mean, and Trump. How about Trump? He's at 60%. Now, I'm going to give you another statistic. I know I bore you with statistics. This one is also mightily encouraging. It's somebody did a survey, not right wingers at all. Somebody did a survey of non-voters, or people who answer, are you going to vote in the next election? They did a survey of those who answer no, I'm unlikely to vote. And then they asked, well, aside from that, if you were to vote, who would you vote for? If you did vote. And this is exciting. This is exciting. Let me find it. Okay, this is research done by a left wing outfit, USA Today. Let me find it. Where is it? Try to open the story. There it is. Okay, USA Today. Among non-voters, many agree with him, Trump, that elections are rigged. I'll give you the numbers here. The headline says, by 2-1, non-voters say they would support Trump over Biden. An exclusive USA Today poll finds. Their participation would, if they did vote, change the political landscape. So now this is very interesting how this landscape has changed. They did the same kind of a survey back in the Obama days. And I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you the huge sea change that has occurred. Come back and we'll share that in a moment.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be.
Folks,
everything I can be.
Now, this is kind of technical, a little bit of math involved, but you're going to like this very much, very much. This is USA Today did polling, and they found that they polled people that who are categorized as unlikely to vote by their own self-profession. I'm not likely to vote. And they said they asked who they would vote for. Overwhelmingly, this group of people likes Donald Trump and would vote for him and favors him. Overwhelmingly. 2.5 to 1. Let me give you the number here in just a moment. Here it's up here at the top of the article. The percentage 32% of them would vote for Trump. Only 13% would vote for Biden. So if this group got active, and if somebody could get this group of the unlikely voters to the poll by 2.5 to 1, almost 3 to 1, they would vote for Trump. So getting people who don't want to vote, don't vote, don't get off the couch to vote, have given up, whatever causes them to not vote, getting those people to vote is golden for Donald Trump by 2.5 to 1. For every, you could just go out there in a blanket way and, you know, motivate people to vote, not even caring for whom they would vote, knowing that Donald Trump will get 2.5 times more votes than Biden. But now let's put this in context. What's the history of those who don't vote? Is this something kind of a Republican kind of phenomenon? Is this not unusual? It's very unusual, folks. Back in 2012, in the election between the pathetic Mittens Romney and the execrable communist Barack Hussein Obama, son of Frank Davis, not son of Barack Hussein Obama Sr. In that horrible election, did Mitt Romney have a 2.5 to 1 preponderance over Obama among those unlikely? No, he didn't. No, it was the other way around. Back in 2012, let's find the number here. The Obama number, Obama was favored by those who were unlikely to vote. Oh, I moved my, 43% for Obama to 18 for Romney. Now that works out too. Let's look at it here for a second. That is almost precisely the inverse of the Trump phenomenon right now. So Obama, who did end up winning, trouncing Romney in 2012, the non-voters favored him by the same 2.5, almost 3 to 1. That's reversed. It's Trump who's in the driver's seat now. He's flipped this story completely. So this is exciting. Now, in the same article, USA Today, this is unrelated, but it's such a salient fact about what's going on. They mention that in 2020, let's talk about that election, we're led to believe by the liars in our government that 2/3 of eligible voters cast ballots in 2020. Now remember, a lot of people unlikely to vote. That's the subject of this article, the unlikely voters. But in 2020, there weren't that many unlikely voters who didn't vote because 2/3 of eligible voters, we're told, voted. Folks, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. And that 2/3 of eligible voters, remember, there are places like Australia where you are fined if you don't vote. You're compelled to vote. Not here, not in America. If you don't want to vote, that's your business. And lots of people don't vote.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine.
We'll be right back, and I'll give you the
men started crying.
The punchline here
praying and hearts beat fast
on that lie that 2/3 voted in 2020. No, they didn't. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lift to Big John.
Big John. Now, big bad big Donald John Trump, that is, who at his, I can't say it enough times, at his weigh-in at the Fulton County Jail, in the Fulton County, it was either the sheriff or the police chief, who said, who's a black guy, he said it was painful to have to do the mugshot, the fingerprints, and the measurements of Donald Trump, greatest president in American history. He was embarrassed, and it was painful for him to have to do that. But Fannie Willis compelled it. And but here's the interesting thing, that police chief or sheriff, he did a great job. He weighed Donald Trump in at, wait a minute, let me remember here. He weighed him in at, okay, I'm trying to remember here. It was Muhammad Ali's championship fighting weight. Was it 213? And he measured him at Muhammad Ali's championship ring height, which is 6'3". Donald Trump weighed in and measured in as a match to Muhammad Ali in championship form. One of the heavier weights for Muhammad Ali, but that's amazing. I've forgotten. I may be off on the number. The height, I'm right, 6'3". The weight, I'm not sure what was it, 213 or 233. I think it was 213. I think it was 213. Anyway, let me finish round out this little bit of logic here, and then we'll go to Tom in Colorado. Hang on, Tom. We're supposed to believe that 81 million people voted for Joe Biden in 2020. No way. No way. Didn't happen. And we all were up all night that night in 2020 in November when all of a sudden Trump was winning. He was winning in Pennsylvania. He's winning in Wisconsin. He's winning in Arizona. He's winning in Nevada. He's winning in Georgia. He's won the presidency. He got 75 million votes, according to the corrupt system. Even the corrupt system gives him 75 million votes. So he got at least that many votes, which was, I think, was it 12 million more than he won with 4 years earlier? He had an enormous boost in popularity, and he did better in 2020 than 2016. But somehow he lost to this corrupt SOB criminal traitor. I mean, is traitors too strong a word for every member of the Biden family? Jill, James, Hunter, Joe. These are traitors to America. They have committed treason. They have accepted tens of millions of dollars in utterly corrupt exchanges with the most virulent enemies of America in Ukraine, in Russia, not Russia, although they took some money from a Russian oligarch, but that was the chump change. That was only $3 million. China, Kazakhstan, Romania, Ukraine, oligarchs, total corruption. Selling America, selling our country out for, so they can have, you know, so he can have his Corvette in Delaware, and he can fly around with his son and his brother free in Air Force Two, provided by you and your tax dollars. He didn't get 81 million votes. We all remember that after we went to sleep, some of us, all of a sudden, the polls were closed all across the country, different states. The polls mysteriously were closed for various bogus reasons. And then, very mysteriously, after a pause, all of a sudden, whoo, boom, boom, boom. Millions of votes pouring in from out of the blue. Out of the blue. Oh, here's 10,000 more votes, 20,000, 50,000. Here's 100,000 more votes for Joe Biden at 2 in the morning, at 4 in the morning. The next day, more votes for Joe Biden. Not many votes for Donald Trump. More votes for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's getting votes like crazy, left and right. He's getting votes. He's getting those midnight votes, those 4 a.m. votes. He's getting those votes after the polls were, the counting was supposedly closed, after the cameras were turned off and the Republican poll watchers were kicked out of the room. All of a sudden, oh, the vote counting machines just light up. Come on, how dumb do they think we are? What a scam. Mike Pence, what a dirtbag Mike Pence is. There was no corruption. There was no evidence of vote fraud. Come on, Mike Pence. Get lost, you jerk. And all the rest of them, Chris Christie, get lost. Nikki Haley, take a hike. These people aren't Republicans. They're rhinos. They're never Trumpers. They're trying to hurt Trump. And Ron DeSanctimonious now has to count himself as one of them. Their political careers are over. The only ones who don't know it are they themselves. But it's going to become very evident to them that they have no political future whatsoever. Their only future is to be a commentator on MSNBC or CNN. That's it. And book deals. they can get book deals. They won't sell any books like the current Joe Biden book. No sales at all. No sales at all. But they'll get an advance. You know, they'll get a couple $1 million advance from the totally corrupt George Soros funded book publishers. But so the other thing they mentioned here that, you know, no, it was not a record breaking turnout in 2020. The article mentions the highest voting percentage turnout since 1900. You expect us to believe that? Pathetic voting levels year after year. And then all of a sudden, Joe Biden, he gets them excited. I mean, the ladies get excited. The men get excited. Everybody gets excited. The young people, they get turned on by Joe Biden. He's a turn on. He's a star. He puts Elvis in the shade. Yeah, that Joe Biden, he's electrifying. His speaking talents, his oratory, his the genius of the things he puts together. He's inspiring. His war heroism. Oh my gosh, those war missions that he flew and the people he rescued single-handedly out of his chopper in Vietnam. He did everything. He was swift boating. Oh, he did everything. How many medals does he have? Somebody should ask him. I'm sure he thinks he's got a Congressional Medal of Honor, multiple Purple Hearts, Bronze Stars, Silver Stars. That's inspiring. No, Joe Biden is a dirtbag criminal. Always has been. Not inspiring. Not a good speaker. He's a nothing. He didn't even campaign. He was in his basement. Not with his mother, but with his pathetic wife, Jill. And we're supposed to believe he beat the most popular president in American history? No, he didn't. So that's why you see, if you look at my porch right now, you'll see a flag waving. It says, Trump won. Yeah, suck on it, Biden supporter. Suck on it, demon rat. Trump won. Your boy lost. Big time. Deal with it. You know, I mean, you have to be a dirtbag to believe that Biden beat Donald Trump. You have to be a dirtbag. You have to be stupid. Not if you're not a dirtbag, then you're just really stupid. Anyway, let's go to Tom in Colorado. Tom, what's on your mind?
You might call.
If Tom. Yeah, Tom, you're
hey,
there.
Thanks for taking my call. I don't even like to say that the election was stolen because Biden never won in the first place. You know, you can't steal anything that was never yours in the first place.
Okay, so, well, I hear what you're saying. We're talking semantics there.
I know.
Another way of putting it is it was rigged. Okay, it was rigged. Mm-hmm. And, but go ahead. Now, what's your underlying thought?
Well, but back to what you started the segment with his weight, it was 215 pounds. And I remember that because I had a boyfriend who was also 215 pounds, 6'3", impeccable shape, just, you know, the best shape of his life. So very healthy, you know, and I think the media is doing everything they can to sidetrack people from his legitimacy.
Well, they want you to think that Donald Trump weighs 300 pounds. They don't ever say that, but that they want you to believe he's totally out of shape. Now, the interesting thing about Donald Trump and physical fitness, and this is remarkable, you know, this is little appreciated. Go look at the historic videos of Donald Trump passing footballs, pitching baseballs, shooting basketballs on, you know, in Yankee Stadium, Madison Square Garden, and Donald Trump, you know, nothing but net.
He was good.
Right down the pipe in the strike zone. This man, and then of course his sport, his chosen sport. He did all these sports as a young man in high school and prep school and college. He did all these sports. But then his chosen sport, which is golf, He is a champion. He is a true champion.
There was some hecklers heckling him. I think it was just a joke. And he hit that golf ball like Tiger Woods. I mean, unbelievable. And I also think his mugshot of him that they keep showing around to try to make him look sinister, I think he looks very handsome.
The mugshot. I have my mug right here. My mug with the printed, full color Never Surrender logo underneath the picture of Donald Trump. That mugshot is, this is my take on it. They weren't trying to make him look sinister. They weren't. They failed utterly. What happened there? And this is very deliberate. This is part of the genius of Donald Trump. He knew that he was going to be compelled to do a mugshot. So he's media savvy. I mean, he had one of the best, most successful TV shows ever. And he's, before he even had a TV show, he's always been a media genius. So he knew, okay, this is my mugshot. This is my moment. The lights are on. I'm on the stage. So he struck a pose. That mugshot that's on my mug here, that look. And Elon Musk said, after he saw this mugshot, he said, what did he say? He said something like genius or he said something, historic or epic or something. Elon Musk was blown away. He said, this is just genius. And it is. Donald Trump struck a pose like a great, stage presence. And he held that face so that whoever was operating the camera, they probably took a bunch of shots of him. And then they used the worst one they could find. And the worst one was great. They were all great shots because Trump held the pose. And he looks, when you look at this picture, I guess what you got to say to yourself is, don't mess with Trump. Don't mess with Trump. It is not going to go well for you. And so this guy, it communicates strength. It communicates power. It communicates integrity. It communicates a good hairdresser. a great suit, great tie, and it's brilliant. And there are many, many of us now who have a Trump mug. I have this right here, right next to my microphone, and
I'm thinking actually about getting a tattoo of his picture.
Okay, there you go. Well,
I think it's so cool that we have the president who can take a shot like that in true dramatic fashion. And listen, I don't know if you know this, but there's a big gay community out there that is for Trump, and it has become a meme in the gay community where we just all absolutely love it.
Trump is Trump had some interesting gay members of his cabinet and of his brain trust.
A lot of people don't know that. He's got a lot of gay members in his cabinet. Absolutely.
Yes. And some of the best people he had, and they'll be back. They'll be back. And
I got to tell you, I've been listening to, following you, and I was a big David Duke supporter, originally from Louisiana, and I had a boyfriend who was one of his aides, actually. And I've just been following the Trump train since the very beginning. And you have been on it from the beginning, brother. So I want to thank you on behalf of, an unspoken population. You know, everyone's for Trump. Gay, straight, niggas. Everyone's for Trump. It's
He's
fantastic.
He is a very electrifying, attractive, friendly, and that was who he was all along. You know, the Trump before he became a politician, Donald Trump was a super popular, everybody liked him. and everybody wanted to be around him. And so he is a man of history. He's a giant figure astride history, and a once in a lifetime experience for all of us. For me, there's not going to be some other Trump in my. I'm 75.
There will never be another Donald.
No.
Trump.
Yeah.
Thank
no. It's
you so
it's
much
a it's
for
a,
having me tonight. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tom, and thanks you for your cogent comments. Thank you very much. So let's see here. Let's go to a break, and then we got another segment on the other side of this break. See you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back. And just to kind of finish off with this this thought about how popular Donald Trump was, I mean, you know, just set aside the thought, for instance, that those, you know, the breakout of Trump derangement syndrome has, you know, affected people. And think back before they created Trump derangement syndrome, Donald Trump was a really popular, attractive guy. And I've got a video here that makes the point from 1992. And about what an athlete Donald Trump is, what a just a gifted person he is in every way, in every area of life. So he's in Buffalo at the Buffalo Bills quarterback, Jim Kelly, was giving away $1 million to charity. And so various people were trying to do the $1 million throw of a football. And these included Dan Marino, some consider the most talented quarterback ever, John Elway, likewise, Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham, Chris Collins, Chris Collingsworth. But guess who else, guess who's in the lineup there, along with Dan Marino throwing the ball? Donald Trump. And I'll play it for you. Here he is. He's in an open casual shirt with blue jeans on, handsome as hell. And he's with his girlfriend, Marla Maples. And this is 1992. So listen to you'll just hear basically people screaming when Donald Trump throws the football. Nobody hit the hole. You have to throw the football and spiral it through the small hole, you know, in the target. And Donald Trump doesn't even hit the edges. He gets all the way. Well, I guess you call it all net. He gets it right through the hole. Here he is.
Are you nervous?
Nervous as hell.
Tickets. You own your own airline, don't you? You still own your own airline?
Oh, they haven't taken that away from you yet, huh? No, good.
Here he goes. He's got the ball in his hand. And he fires. Right down the pipe.
I got you, man.
You're the man, they say.
We got to get a word. No. How did you do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Who says there's not luck in football?
You are the man.
One time, everybody, Donald Trump. Unbelievable.
Hey, we're out of time, but we ended with that. outperforming Dan Marino. Come on. We'll see you all again tomorrow night, Wednesday night, here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks for listening.
Don't stop believing.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN.
the Republic Broadcasting Network.